Welcome onto the call, the head coach of Springbok Seawolves, Chuck Grigori. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your team. A really impressive road win, 24-3 at Colgate. Give me your impressions on what your team did so well to get that victory.
Well, I thought we, anytime you travel 5.5 hours with the long bus rides and an hour the next morning to the stadium, you know, you've got to stay focused. I thought we responded well that way. Coming off a tough loss to New Hampshire, I thought our kids prepared correctly. And then when the game started, I thought we managed the game correctly as a coaching staff. We kept it pretty close to the vest offensively. Our defense kept the ball in front of them. And I think as the game went on, we were able to wear them down with the run game and execute correctly. We stayed away from turnovers, and we were able to cause a couple of turnovers. And we played good red zone defense. And at the end of the day, it's you got to figure out those ways to win those games. And I think we came up with a formula for that game.
Yeah, to start with you with the running game, it's sort of been your bread and butter over the years, and 287 yards on the ground and big games from both Tyson Lawson and Saban. I could just maybe talk about how those guys ran the ball, and usually when guys are putting up those kind of numbers, the offensive line's done a pretty nice job too.
Yeah, I think we were very efficient in that aspect of the game. You know, our backs ran hard, which is important. And I think we were able to take advantage of some things they were doing in the run game. And we're taught on it during the week. We were able to translate it to on the field success. You know, Colgate was a physical team when we watched them play on Boston College the week before. I was really impressed with how our guys handled their defensive front, to be honest with you.
It was a little different game for Tykel. Only had to throw the ball 11 times, as you said, with the difference in strategy and maybe the difference in the way the game played out. But obviously, took advantage of the one opportunity on the long pass for the touchdown. How did you feel like he played?
Yeah, I thought he managed the game well. Every game is different, obviously, and you know, as coaching staffs, as we plan games, we plan them to win the game, not to. You know, do certain things. The bottom line came down to you. We were very efficient in the running game. We were able to execute correctly. So we took advantage of the throws we needed to move the ball and move the chains, but we kept it pretty close to the vest. Tyquan managed the game correctly. And, you know, if you can run the ball, possess the clock, score points, and keep the other team's offense off the field, that's normally a formula for win.
Got a question this morning from Kevin Mayer. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Chuck, you now get ready for Oregon. I mean, you go from Colgate to Oregon. How big of a challenge is this?
Well, you know, I think we've got to, you know, keep it in perspective. Certainly, I believe they're a top five team at this point in the country at the BCS level. So it's really all about Stony Brook at this point, Kevin. I think we need to get better at the things we're doing. We got to approach this week correctly. The opponent on any given day really doesn't make a difference. It's how you prepare, and that's how we'll go about it. Certainly, it's a great opportunity for our kids to play in that venue and certainly play against that type of team.
Did you watch any of their film yet from the Ohio State game? I mean, they're playing run pass option, and they might be playing it right now, the best anyone's playing it in the country.
Yeah, I think they're have watched, unfortunately, quite a bit of film. And Joe Moorhead, who is a friend, has got them rolling pretty well on offense. They're really doing some things, and they're very athletic defensively. You know, I think it's as well-rounded team as I've seen. And, you know, I'm talking about watching college games on TV. They can really run to the football and do those things. So we'll have our hands full, but we're going to enjoy the hell out of it, and we're going to compete to the best of our ability.
You touched on having to keep a game like this in perspective, but how much do your guys, as you said, enjoy the opportunity to play teams that they maybe watch on TV or just beat Ohio State? Do they enjoy that challenge?
Yeah, you know, I think they do. You know, I think they understand the game itself. They understand where the game lies. I think every one of them looks at it as an opportunity to showcase themselves, and then for us to showcase ourselves as an offense, as a defense, as a special team unit. And you know, our goal will be to make them play the second series of the game and make them play the third series of the game and make them play the second quarter and give them a challenge. And that's our goal. And you know, we'll be physically ready and mentally ready for the challenge. We won't duck from it.
I'll go back a little bit, Colgate. Your defense after allowing the first quarter field goal pitches a shutout. Colgate only with 240 yards, but big numbers: 4 sacks, the 2 interceptions, 9 tackles for loss. Just to give me a sense of how you felt like your defense played.
Yeah, we played really fast on Saturday defensively, and with great effort as a team. You know, Colgate's an offense that emphasizes a lot of option type of football, deception through run game and pass game. And I thought we defended it well, but most importantly, we rallied to the football and we really played fast on Saturday. And that was caused Colgate some problems, in my opinion.
Individually, a bunch of guys with great numbers, but a couple jumped out. Brandon Lopez, 7 tackles and I think 2.5 tackles for loss. Carthel Flowers, 3 tackles for loss. Just talk about how those guys were able to get into the backfield and disrupt things.
Yeah, you know, I thought, Brandon, when you play an inside tackle position, you create that many tackles for yourself. You're playing the game correctly. Carthel is a grad transfer who came in, who's been super productive for us in the 2 games. We had an injury there of Isaiah Givens, who was our starter, so Carthel came in. I thought he did a tremendous job. Played the game fast and made some big plays throughout the game.
All right. Well, Chuck, thanks so much for the time. Safe travels out to Oregon. Enjoy the experience, and we look forward to talking again next Monday.
We'll be here. Take care.
All right. Thank you. All right.